Today's shiur is a Masechta Soita on Daf Hey. We will begin on the third line on the top of the Amud with the second word on the line, Ashara. We have learned that if someone has Gasas HaRuach, if someone is haughty, then there is an Onesh, the person will unfortunately be Yored Legehinom. And the Marshoa tells us as an introduction to our Sugya today, we know there's a rule, Ein Oinshin Elam Kemas Hirin, that an onesh, a punishment, does not come on a person unless he receives a warning. That this rule does not only apply to a Bezdin Shalmata, but it applies to Bezdin Shalmala as well. If Hashem is giving a punishment, such as in the case of one who has haughtiness, there must be a warning mentioned in the Torah. And that is our Gemara's question here on the third line, Azhor Legaser Ruach Menayin. Where do we see in the Torah that there is a warning that one should not have haughtiness? Amar Rava, Amar Ziri. So Rava answers the name of Ziri. We have a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which says, Shimu Vazinu, listen and be attentive. Al Tigbo, in others, do not be a Balgaiva, do not be haughty. So we see clearly a warning against haughtiness. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Amar. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak learns it from a combination of a number of psukim. He learns it mehacha. It says in the Torah, v'ram levavcha v'shachachta, that if a person is haughty, he will come to forget Hashem. Uksiv, and it says elsewhere, he shamr lecha, be careful, pen tishkach z'Hashem alekecha, that perhaps you will forget Hashem. U'kid Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi, and this will be understood according to what Rav Avin said in the name of Rabbi Eloi, the Amar Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Eloi, kol makom shenemar, he shamr pen va'al, wherever it says in the Torah, these three words, he shomer pen or al, any one of these three. And in fact, in this pasuk that we just mentioned, we have two of the three words. We have he shomer, be careful, pen, lest you forget Hashem. Einoi ela beloi sase, that is equivalent to the Torah saying, loi, that you should not, or al, that you should not forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, here, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is saying that if you take all these psukim together, you come out with a warning against being a Balgaiva. Because the Torah says that if you will be haughty, you will come to eventually forget Hashem. And the Torah elsewhere says that Al, by saying pen and ishamer, it's telling you a losase, don't forget Hashem. So it comes out that I have a losase as well, that I should not be a Balgaivanik, which will lead one to forget Hashem. Dorish Rabbi Avira said the following drasha, Zimnin Amar Lo Mishmei de Ravasi. Sometimes he said in the name of Ravasi, Vizimnin Amar Lo Mishmei de Ravami, and sometimes he said in the name of Ravami. Kol Adam Sheyesh Begasas Aruach, any person who has haughtiness, L'sof Mismayit. The end will be that he will be diminished. Rashi on the third line, the third last word on the line says, Mi Chashiv Vosai, from his Chashivis, his importance, which the Tferes Tzion understands to mean that it'll be less than his usual, what he should have received in Chashivas. And we find that Ian Yaakov tells us, seems to disagree with Rashi and says not necessarily from his Chashivas, but in three important areas of his life, he will find himself diminished. Torah, Ashiras, richness, and Brius, health. Shenemar, continues the Gemara, where do we find that a person who has Gasa Ruach will become diminished? Because the Pasuk tells us in Iyuv, Rumu Ma'at. So the Gemara understands it to mean, if you will be Rum, you will be high, automatically, you know what's going to happen? Ma'at, you're going to become diminished. But then the Pasuk continues, let us first read the Pasuk in Iyuv. The pasuk says, "Roimu ma'at ve'einenu, v'humchu kakol yikoftzun, u'charoi shiboy les yimolu." That's the entire pasuk, and the Gemara is going to darshan each of the phrases of this pasuk. So the first phrase, they explain that if roimu, automatically it's going to be ma'at. But then the pasuk continues, "Ve'einenu." What does ve'einenu mean? V'shem atoymar yeshnam ba'olam. Maybe you'll say, okay, I'm going to become diminished, but I'll still be around. Talmud Loimar, the pasuk continues, Veinenu, you'll be totally destroyed, means that you'll leave the world before your time. But then the pasuk continues and says, Vehumchu kakol yikoftzun. What does that mean? It means as follows, Ve'im choizer boy, if the person does teshuvah. As Rashi says, he says, you know, life is not as good as it was before. And he meditates on what he's doing wrong. And he is chozer b'tshuvah. Then nesaf bizmanoi. Then he will leave the world at the correct time. And he will be like whom? Like Avram Avinu. Like Avram Avinu. Shenemar. How do we learn this? From the continuation of the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, v'humchu kakol yikovtsin. And the Gemara interprets it to mean, v'humchu, if he is chozer b'tshuva, and he becomes crushed, he becomes low, he is no longer haughty, then kechol yikakol yikoftsun, he will jump like koil. What does that mean? He will jump kavrom yitzuk v'yakoy. Dichsiv behu, as we say in benching, bakol mikol koil. And actually, these three words, Bakoil Mikol Koil, are taken from three psukim in Sefer Bereishis. By Avram, the pasuk says, Vavram Zokin Bo Bayom Hashem Beirachas Avram Bakoil. That's the first one. By Yitzchak, it says that when he gave the brachas to Yaakov, it says, Vayechod Yitzchak Harod Gedoil Admoid, Vayomer Mi Eifoy Hu Hatzot Sayed, Vayoveli Voichel Mikoil. B'terem tovi v'avarcheyu gam borach yiyeh. He told Esav about Yaakov. So he used the word Mikoil. And concerning Yaakov, it said, when he went to Esav and he asked Esav to take the present from him, it says, kach nos b'rchosi asher huvos loch, ki chanani alikim v'chiyesh li koil, v'yiftzer boi v'yikach. So we find by each of the avos this terminology of koil. So when the pasuk in Iyuv said vehumchu kakoil, so the Gemara understands it to mean that if he does tshuva and he becomes low, he becomes crushed, then he will leave the world like the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov who left b'seiva toiva. They left at each one of them at an old age. Then he won't be taken away from the world before his time. What's the idea? It says yikoftsin, he will jump. So on this, the Meforshim explained it. Tiferes Tzion explains that since Rashi explains he will die, Mois Yeshorim, he will die a death of the Yeshorim. Like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, he will actually jump with joy to be mekabel his char in Olam Habo. He won't leave this world early, and he'll jump into Olam Habo to get his well-deserved char if he does tshuva. Then the pasuk continues and says the reverse. The pasuk says, "Ukeroishi boilus yimolu," like the top, the head of a stalk of grain, he will be snapped. The in lav understands the Gemara. If he doesn't do tshuva, if he doesn't become an onav, then ukeroishi boilus yimolu, he'll be snapped like the top of a stalk. My ukeroishi boilus, what is referred to by the words roishi boilus? It's a machloikus rabbun of Rav Chizda. Chad omar ki sasa dishibalta. It means like the beard of a stalk. On the top of a stalk, there is like a beard-like part of the stalk. That will be snapped off because this piece falls off by itself. So the person who doesn't do tshuva, the end will be he'll be snapped off. V'chad omar ki shibolus atzma. And some learned the pshat. One of these, Rabbun of Rav Chizda, one of them learned that it means not the top beard-like part of the Sheboilus, but it refers to the Sheboilus itself. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'mandi yomar ki sasa the Sheboilta, according to the Mandi Yomar, that the pasuk is referring to the beard-like part of the stalk. I understand. It's not like the whole Sheboilus, but it's like the top of the Sheboilus. Elo l'mandi yomar ki Sheboilta atzma, but if you say that this refers to the whole stalk, so my ukeroishi boilus, what does it mean? The head of the top of the stock. You're telling me it means the whole stock. This is a marshal to a person who went into his field. Gavoya, gavoya hu malakeid. When he collects, as he goes through the field, he sees every grain, the one that's sticking out higher than the other one. That's the one he's going to chop off first. So the same thing over here. You know what Kiroisha Boilus means? You who were a Balgaiva, you who considered yourself higher than everybody else, you're going to be the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Al-Itzlan, is going to chop off. Whoever he sees considers himself higher than the other stocks, that's the one that's going to be harvested first. So even if It refers to the Shibboleth itself. The word Reish can still be understood as meaning whatever sticks up above the crowd and is a Balgai. Now the Gemara goes to explain a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says that Ki Choy Amar Rom V'Nisa Shoychein Ad V'Kadosh Shemoi Morim V'Kadosh Eshkoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and he says the one who lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is high and in a holy place. V'Ezdakeh Yishval Ruach, I'm going to be with the one who's down, despondent and of low spirit. L'Hachyos Ruach Shvalim U'L'Hachyos Lev Nitkoyim, and I will give spirit to those who are low and despondent. So what the Gemara is going to do now is take the word Eshkoin. We would normally read it Morim V'Kadosh Eshkoin, the Rebbeinu Shlom who dwells on high in his holy area. But the Gemara is going to take the word Eshkoin and put it to the end of the pasuk. Eshkoin V'Ezdakeh Yishval Ruach. What does that mean? Let us see the pasuk, how the Gemara explains it. V'ezdakeh Yishval Ruach, I will be with the despondent and with the lowly spirit, Rav Huna Rav Chizda. So Rav Huna Rav Chizda had a disagreement how to understand it. Chad Omar Iti Daka, that I will dwell, Eshkoin, I will dwell with the Daka, how? By raising the Daka up to me. V'chad Omar Ani Es Daka, no, I will lower myself to the Daka. Mistavra, says the Gemara, Kamandi Omar, Ani Estaka. It's Mistavra, like the one who says that the Rebbeinu Shalom will not be Meirim, the Daka, to him on high, but rather the Rebbeinu Shalom will come down to the earth and be with this downtrodden person, this Onav. Sharei, how do I know that? I see a precedent. Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiniach Kol Hor Mugvois. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu left over all the mountains and high hills, as Rashi brings down, Kegoin Tabor Carmel, Har Tabor and Har Carmel, the Hishrish Kinos El Har Sinai. Where did the Rebbeinu Shloilam bring his Shechina down to? He brought it down on the lowliest mountain on Har Sinai. V'loi Gova Har Sinai Lamala. And he didn't bring the Har Sinai up to him. I heard a pshad, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. What was the schus that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha, that he was the one who was mekabel the Torah? Mi Sinai, because Moshe, anav mikol adam, he had the same attribute as Sinai itself. Just like Sinai was the lowest of the mountain, and on that mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his shechina, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu himself was zoicha to be the mekabel the Torah. Rabbi Yosef, lo'olam yilmad adam midas koinoi. A person should always learn from the das of his master, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi explains, le'ahav esan emuchos, he should love those who are low. Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol har mugvois, v'hishrish kinos el har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just mentioned, left over all the other high mountains and was mashre Yishchina, he made Yishchina rest on Har Sinai. And then, although the Masoreis HaShas tells us that in the Ayin Yaakov, these seven next words are not there, in the Meiri we do find them, so we will learn them. V'hiniach kol ilonos toivos, he left over all the other good trees, v'hishrish chinasei besneh, and he was mashrish chinah on the lowly sneh when he revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that Hashem goes down from his high place, he goes down to the lowliest of mountains and the lowliest of vegetation. Amar Rabbi Lazar, said Rabbi Lazar, kol adam sheyesh begasa ruach, whoever has haughtiness, roy legadik hashera, he is worthy to be cut down like an ashera. Rashi says, not only should you cut him down, but you should uproot him. Rashi says, v'yashrish achre kashera, shetzorach yidu achre kedichsev v'ibadetem eshmam. By the Asherah that had was an avoided Zorah, it wasn't just you cut it down, but you actually had to uproot it. As the Marsha explains, since whoever is haughty, it's Ke'ilu Oivet Avoyde Zorah, and the Asherah was an Avoyde Zorah, that's why he's roy to be cut down and uprooted like an Asherah. Ksiv Hacha, from where do I learn it? Because here it says, V'rami HaKayim Geduim, that those of high stature will be cut down. Ksiv Hasman, it says there, V'Asherayim Tegadeyun. So it uses the same word of Gidua, cut down, so I see that a haughty person is roy to be cut down like an Asherah. V'yomer Rab Lazar, kol adam sheyesh bagatz ruach, whoever has haughtiness, ein afrei ninar. As Rashi explains, in Tchiyas HaMesim, his earth will not be stirred up to have a Tchiyas HaMesim. Shenemer, the pasuk says, hikitsu, wake up. V'raninu and sing, shoichnei offer, those who dwell in the ground. So the way we have the girsa, the Gemara says as follows: Shoichvei be'ofer loinam nemar. It doesn't say those who lie down in the earth, because that would mean everyone who is dead is lying in the earth. Ella, what does it say? Shoichnei offer, those who dwell by the ground. What does that mean? Mishenasa shochel offer b'chayev. Somebody who was a shochel, he was like a neighbor. He was close to the ground all his life, not in the ground. The Masoris Hashatz brings down here that the Yalkut's girsa in our Gemara is shochnei b'offer loy nemar. In other words, according to our girsa, it's a chilek of shochvei, who lie, or shochnei. According to Yalkut, that's not the chilek. Both ways it would have been shoichnei. But the Gemara's diuk is, it doesn't say shoichnei be'ofor. It's not someone lying in the ground, but shoichnei ofor means he's close to the ground his whole life. He's the one that's going to have tchiyas ameis. V'yom Rav Lazar, and said Rav Lazar, kol adam sheyesh b'gasa ruach, whoever has gasa ruach, shchina milalas lov the shchina laments over him shenemar. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki rama Hashem b'shuffle yira ugvoya mimerchok yeda, that Hashem is high and he sees the lowly one, and the one who is high from far away, he will grieve over him. And the word yeda means he's broken up, he mourns over him. So that's what the Gemara brings the pasuk. Shenemar ugvoya mimercha kiyeda. What does it mean mimercha kiyeda, from far away? It means Hashem knows what's coming up, that this person is going to be punished. So from far away, meaning even before the time of his patira from this world, his punishment, Hashem is already broken up and mourning, and that's what the Gemara says. Hashem is milalas olav, the Shechina is lamenting over his ultimate destruction. Dorish Rav Avira. Rav Avira made the following drush of Itam, and some say it was Rav Elazar. Boy, Ray, come and see Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. See that the Midah of Hashem is not the same way that people act. Midas Basav Adam, the way of a person, Gavoya Royas Agvoya. A high person sees a fellow high person. And as if you're in a prestigious position, who will you look at? Another fellow who's in a prestigious position. The Ein Gavoya Royas HaShafel, but the one who's high doesn't see the one who's low. Avo Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Emekein. The way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Who Gavoya? Hashem is Gavoya. As the Pasuk says, he's Ram. The Royas HaShafel, he does see the one who's low. Shenemar, Ki Ram Hashem V'Shafel Yira. Hashem is high, but yet he sees the one who is low. Om Rav Chizda said Rav Chizda B'Temer Marukva. Kol adam sheyesh b'gasa ruach, whoever has haughtiness, omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ani v'hu yecholun lader b'olam. I and him cannot live together in the world at the same time. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, melashni basei sereyu, someone who slanders, who speaks lashon hara against his friend in secret, oisai atzmas, him I will cut down. Gavoye einayim, someone who has high eyes, he's haughty. Urechav levav, and he has a wide heart. Oisoi loy uchal, I cannot bear him. So the Gemara learns, al tikri oisoi, don't have the nekudas on this word, as oisoi with him, ele itoi with him loy uchal. I cannot be together with him in this world. Ikka demasni la mesaper lashnar. Some say that you know who Hashem cannot be with at the same time in this world? That's the people who speak lashnara. Shenemar, because what did it say at the beginning of the pasuk? Melashni b'sei sereyu oisei atzmes. The one who speaks lashnara in secret, him I will cut down. So instead of going on the phrase right before loy uchal, which is gvai naim rechav levav, according to this pshat, we're going back to the beginning of the pasuk that Hashem cannot be uchal, which we're learning oisoi loy uchal, not oisoi, but itoi, and who's that going on with? The one who speaks lashon hara in secret. Omer Rab Alexandroi. Rab Alexandroi said, kol adam sheyesh b'gasa ruach, Whoever has gaiva, afilu ruach kimoy charta, even a small wind will uproot him. And Rashi explains it means even a small punishment. Tarfosai, it distresses him. Uma'abdoi, says Rashi, it ruins him. In other words, a little agitation, something doesn't go right, and his equilibrium already is destroyed, and he can't take it. It's too stressful for him. Shenemar, how do I know this? The Pasuk says, Vaharishoyim, the evil ones, Kayam Nigrash, they will be driven off like the sea. So, first of all, how do we know the Rishoyim refers to Bali Gaiva? So Rashi explains, because earlier in the Pasuk, it speaks about the Shvalim, Lahach Yosh Ruch Shvalim, that Hashem will sustain those who are low. So if we're comparing the Rishoyim to the ones that preceded the Rishoyim, if those were the low ones, these Rishoyim must be the high ones. And what does it mean that the wind makes the yam nigrash driven away? So Rashi explains, well, like we've seen tsunamis and other things like that, or even a normal wind can cause the waters to bring mire and mud up to the banks. So the Gemara continues, umay yam sheyesh by kam revias. The yam has many revias halug of water in it, and yet ruach kimoy chartoi. The Gemara is saying you don't need a tsunami. Even a small wind will be able to shake up the waters, and the waters will deposit the mire and the mud on land. So adam she'ein boy al revias achas. A person that all he needs to sustain his life is one revias, as we've had in Masech the Nazir this, and Rashi brings down, it's Allah l'maish m'sinai, that what's metame b'oil, a revias halug of dam. And we learned this out, I'll call nafshois meis l'yavoy, that since a quarter of a lug of a dam is nefesh, that's what sustains in a person's heart, his whole body. So a person exists on one revias halug of dam. So if a small wind can agitate the waters that contain many revias, so certainly this person who only needs one revias to sustain him, so certainly that any little punishment that he will receive, he will be thrown off course. Al-achas kama v'kama. And the Tferes Tzion says a very beautiful pshat in explaining this, because a person who's a maimon b'kodesh baruch, a person who's not a balgai, who's an anav, he sees that everything that happens to him is coming from a kodesh baruch hu. So he accepts it. He has no, he doesn't have tainas against the kodesh baruch hu. But a person who's a balgai and everything is coming to him, And why is Hashem doing this to him? It's not fair. It's not just. And he doesn't accept it. He doesn't realize that this is a kapora for his averus. What kind of averus? Me? I did something wrong. With such an attitude, this leads him eventually to chas v'shalom go away from Kodesh Baruch Hu entirely. But anything bad that happens to him, he can't take it because he doesn't have emunah that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Now we come to one of the famous Gemoras in Shas. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Talmud Chacham Tzorach Sheyiyah Boy Echad Mishmoyne Bishminis. A Talmud Chacham has to have within him 1/8 of an eighth. In other words, the Chayitz, 1/64 of Gaiva. So let us first learn Pashup Pshat, and then we will see a number of very interesting Pshatim that the Meforshim tell us. For Pashup Pshat, we of course go to Rashi, the first wide line of Rashi. So Rashi says that Mishkal Kotnu Vahina Uchla. An Uchla is 1/64 of a lug. The Bach tells us that this seems to be an error in Rashi, because if you look in the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tzadik, it says, no, that an uchla is a 1/5 or 1/8 of a lug. Therefore, it would seem that Rashi really, we should put in Rashi the word kurtov, because a kurtov is exactly 1/64 of a lug. And that is a very small measure. And the Gemara is saying that a Talmud Chacham, although everyone's supposed to be an anav, A Talmid Chacham should also be an Anav, but he has to have in him at least a small measure of Gaiva, and equal to a Kurtov, which is a 64th of a Lug, an 8 times 8. And Rashi tells us why this is so. Kloimer, Tzorach Sheyia Boy Ma'at Gaiva, Shelo Yehu Kalei Arosh Mestoilim Boy. The mocker should not make sport of him, fun of him, V'yehei dvorav miskablum aleihem bal korchav. And even if he tells them things that they don't want to hear, they have respect for the rabbi, respect for the Talmud Chacham, for the Rav, and they will accept it. They won't make fun of him. They'll accept things he says that they don't want to hear. But if they have no respect for him whatsoever, if he's a total unav without at least a 64th of gaiva in him, then they won't accept what he says and they won't respect it. Now, there are a number of pshatim which the common denominators of the pshatim are that although the Gemara says you should have a little bit of gaiv in you, it really means you shouldn't have any gaiv in you. For example, the Marsha says, two pshatim, we'll say the second pshat of the Marsha, b'derech tzacha shamati, I heard like a cute vort, that gas, we've been discussing gas se'aruch, gas is b'gematria how much? 63. So a person should have 1/8 of an 1/8 is 64, which means you should be totally not with Gus. You should not have 63. Don't have anything to do with it. Be 1/64 and have nothing to do with Gus. The Maratz Chiyus says a very nice pshat, and those of us in Kashrus will appreciate it. We know there's a concept of bittel b'shishim. 1/60 is bottle. So the Marsha in Bracha says, when the Gemara tells us a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah. When we say something is batel b'shishim, it means it's really 1/61. Because the thing, the Isser, that's falling into the Heter is one piece Isser into 60 pieces of Heter. It's a total 1/61. If it's 1 falling into 59, that's not batel b'shishim. It's only falling into 59. So the Gemara says that a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah, means the dream is one part. You have 59 other parts of Nevuah, so this is one compared to 59. It means you have still a shaychus with Nevuah. If it would be 1 compared to 60, then it would be batel b'shishim. It would have nothing to do with Nevuah. Chalom is 1/60th of Nevuah. The chalom, it means it's 1 compared to 59. The same, Shina is 1/60th of Misa, means that if there's 60 parts to death, and one of those 60 parts compared to the other 59 parts is Shina, is sleeping. So the idea is that if it says the Maratz Chiyus, that if you have something that is so removed from the main component that it's 1 not in 59, but 1 in 60, then it's batel b'shishim. It has no shaychus to it. So the same over here. You should have 1/64th means that you should have nothing. It's more than 60, and it means you have absolutely nothing. And he says, why does it say 8 times 8? Because that's the only number he's trying to say, a cute way of you remembering that you should have no gaiva whatsoever. 8 times 8 is the only number that multiplies itself that comes close to 60 and is more than 60. 7 times 7 would be 49. That would be, then it wouldn't be batel. You would have gaiva. 9 times 9 would be 81. That would be way over. So he wants to give you a number that multiplies itself and just makes it past the 60, but shows you that this has no shaychus with gaiva. The Gra says a famous pshat that 8 times 8 means the 8th parsha of the Torah, the 8th pasuk. The 8th parsha is Vayishlach, the 8th pasuk, Yaakov Avinu said, Katointi mikol ha-chasadim. I don't deserve all the chesed Hashem did. Again, not to have gaiva. That's 8 times 8. And finally, I saw a beautiful, or heard a beautiful pshat. I don't know who the source of this is, but he says, if you, 8 times table is the only multiplication table where the higher you go, the lower you go. And if you put it down on a paper, you'll see it clearer. But let's do it verbally. 1 times 8 is 8. 2 times 8 is 16. 6 and 1 is 7. 3 times 8 is 24. 2 and 4 is 6. 4 times 8 is 32, 3 and 2 is 5. 5 times 8 is 40, 4 and 0 is 4. 6 times 8 is 48, 8 and 4 is 12, 1 and 2 is 3. 7 times 8 is 56, 5 and 6 is 11, 1 and 1 is 2. 8 times 8 is 64, 6 and 4 is 10, 1 and 0 is 1. What happened was, as you went higher and higher, the end result was lower and lower. A Talmud Chacham should have an eighth of Gaiva means that he should wind up when he's 8 times 8, that his value that he contributes to himself is only 1. Continues the Gemara. If a person has this little tiny bit of gaiva in him, it's equal kisasa l'shubolta. It's like the hair, the beard that we spoke about at the top of his stock. Here, it crowns him in an appropriate way. Because b'etzem, he's an anav. He just has a little bit of gaiva in him so that people accept what he says and they don't make fun of him. Then it's a crowning thing to him like the beard on top of a stock. Amar Rava, b'shamta d'ispei. A person should be in cherem if he has gaiva. Obishamta delespe. But if he has no gaiva in him, he should also be in cherem, as Rashi explains. Shlefisha ein b'nei ira yireim imenu. Ve'ein b'koyach lo'echicham. He has no respect, and therefore people don't want to listen to his reproofs. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Loy minava loy miktsasa. It seems he's argued. And he says, don't have a 64th, have nothing from gaiva. Mizutu dechsive, is it insignificant what the Torah says about gaiva? Toyavas Hashem kol gvalev, that whoever is a haughty person, he's disgusting in the eyes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Don't have anything to do with gaiva whatsoever. Amar chiskiya, ain't v'las sholom nishmas, alim kain, mesim levi kabosar. A person's tefillah will not be accepted unless he puts his heart like flesh. As Rashi explains, it should be soft like flesh and not hard like a rock. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, every month yovei kol boser l'shtachvois. You know who should come to daven to Hashem and bow down? A person whose heart is like flesh, not one that's hard like a rock. Rav Zeira said, boser k'siv bei v'nirpa. As Rashi brings down 5 lines from the bottom, the pasuk says, "Uboser ki yaboy ba'oyroi shchin v'nirpa." By tzaras, we find that if a person is flesh, if he's soft like flesh, then eventually v'nirpa, he will get cured. It continues the Gemara, Adam. But if he considers himself a haughty person, like sivbei v'nirpa, as Rashi brings the pasuk. Adam ki yeh bar basari, negat saras. And there it doesn't say v'nirpa. When you consider yourself a basar, you'll be v'nirpa. When you consider yourself an Adam, you'll have the saras. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you know what the word Adam stands for? 3 things that, as the Marsha says, should remind you who you are and don't be such a balgaiva. Your afer, your dust, your dumb, your blood, your mora, you are bile, which comes from the liver. In other words, you have 3 insignificant substances within you, and every time you think of yourself as being a great person, just remember what you're made up of. Rashi goes into a medical understanding of what bile does, and he says that it is something that depends on the months and the different seasons of the year, and according to what a person eats. And through it, Rashi says, come all the sicknesses of a person. Continues the Gemara. Busser, what does the word busser equal? Busha srucha rima. These are 3 things that if a person thinks about them, they could lower his gaiva. The busha, the shame, the base stands for busha, the shame that a person will have when he has to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of judgment. And the sin, which we're changing here for a samach, srucha, how his body will have a foul smell after he passes away. And it'll be full of worms, rima, that is the last letter of the word busser. So all these things will bring a person to have anivas. Ikedi amri, some don't like the fact that we're taking the sin of busser and changing it for a samach, and therefore they say, you know what the sin equals? Sha'oil, dechsiv b'shin. So it doesn't work out perfectly either, because this is a shin and not a sin, but at least it's not a samach, so they like it, sha'oil, the grave. That will keep you in honor as well. Amar Rav Ashi, kol adam she'esh bo gasa ruach l'soiv nifchas. Whoever has haughtiness at the end will be lowered. Shenemar, as we come to Hamad Beis, ulasei sulas hapachas, the one These are different types of tzaras. So one is high. Ulusapakas means a tuffle. You're an add-on. You're not the important thing. You become like a tuffle. Ve'ein seis al lashon gavoya. Seis is a lashon of haughtiness. Shenemer. Val kol ha'horma rabim. Val kol ha'gavoyas ha'nisoyas. And all on all high hills and mountains. Ve'ein sapakas. What does the word sapakas mean? El tfela. You are secondary. Shenemer we find by the B'nai Eli. When they were punished. So they were told that eventually the kunah will be taken away from you. And the only way you'll be able to get something is if safcheni no alachas ha'kunas lechol pasalechem. You'll have to be a tuffle. You'll have to be subsidiary, secondary to the other mishmoiris of Kahanim in order to get some bread. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi, boy, you ray come gedolim nemuche ruach levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how chashiv are those who are humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbashoa shabbeis HaMikdash Kaim, when the Beis HaMikdash was here in existence, automakrav oila, person would bring an oila. What reward would he get? Schar oila biyada. He would get the reward for an oila, but not for any other korban. Mincha, if he would bring a mincha, schar mincha biyada. He would get a reward for a mincha. Ava mishadata shvela, but a person who is a humble person, ma'alolav HaKosav, the pasuk attributes to him, te'ilu hikriv, kol ha-karbonus kulim, as if he was makrav all the karbonus shenemar. Zifchei aleikim ruach nishbor, a heart that is broken, he is as if he has sacrificed all the zifchei aleikim, all the karbonus of Hashem. V'lo yoyid, and not only that, elo she'ein tefilos in the messes, his tefillah is not despised by Hashem, shenemar leiv nishbor v'nitko, a heart that is broken and crushed, elokim lo sivz, Hashem will not despise a tefillah that emanates from such a heart. V'om Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Levi said, kol Hashem or choysub elamazeh, as Rashi explains, mechashev hefsid mitzvah keneged tzchara. He contemplates the loss that a mitzvah will cause him. He has to keep his store closed on Shabbos, what loss he will get, but keneged tzchara, keneged the reward for doing the mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos. If he shum or chaysev, from the word shuma, he evaluates his ways in this world, he will merit to see the salvation of Hashem Shenemar. The pasuk says, V'som derech arenu b'yesha elokim. So the pashup shot is, I will set my path, and I will see in the salvation of Hashem. The Gemara darshins, I'll tikri v'som. Don't read it with a sin, but ela v'som derech, that if I evaluate everything, I have a choice, should I do it or not do it, and I evaluate how much will I gain as far as a mitzvah, how much will I lose from the mitzvah, how much will I gain from an aveira, how much will I lose from an aveira, that person will eventually see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we have done quite a bit of Agarata on Gaiva, we come back to Masechta Soita, and the Gemara goes on the next part of the Mishnah, which states, Ketzad Mekanalah. The Mishnah told us, how does a person warn his wife not to go in hiding with another individual? The Mishnah answers, Omar my love of Shnayim, he said in front of two witnesses, Al Tadabriyim Ishploini, do not speak with that person. Vidibri Imoy, and she spoke to him. Adayinim Uteres Lebeisa, she is still permitted to her house. She's allowed to have relations with her husband. Umuteres Lechel B'Truma, she's allowed to eat Truma if she is the wife of a Kohen. Those are the words of the Mishnah. The Gemara sees in these words a contradiction. Hagufa kasha. This itself is a contradiction. Amrat, you tell me. Omer lo b'fnei shanayim, al tadabri mishploini zeh. Don't speak with that person. In other words, Rashi explains, the Gemara understood that when the Mishnah said, the Mishnah asked the question, Ketzad Mekanalah, and then the Mishnah said, Omer lo b'fnei shanayim. The Gemara understood that the Omer lo b'fnei shanayim is an answer to the question, how do you do kinui? How do you give a warning? We know that a woman who has a warning from her husband not to go in hiding, and then she was seen going in hiding, the Adam did not see her doing an Avera. That would be a Saita Vadai. But a what we call a suffix saita. We don't know if she did an aver. We know she went into hiding. So the din is, she has to get checked with the mayim hamorim, the bitter waters. And until such time as she gets checked with the bitter waters, we learn out from a pasuk, v'nitma v'nitma. It says three times the word v'nitma, that she's aser to her husband, she's aser to the boil, and she is aser to eat truma if she's the wife of a koyit. So the Mishnah asked the question, how do you do kinui? The Mishnah answers, Amar La, which the Gemara understood to be the answer to the question. So the Gemara says, if that's the answer to the question, then I don't get it. I have a contradiction, as Rashi explains. Why? Because you told me, Amar La, b'fnei shnayim, al tadabri mishpoini ze alma, dibur stiru. As I understand what you're telling me, you're trying to answer the question that what's called kinui when I warn you not to go in hiding, because if warning you not to go, I warn you not to speak to him. That's the answer to the question. All my love if neshnayim, al tadabri yamish pointy, don't speak. That's your answer. So it must be that speaking alone is considered stira. Or if not, how are you answering my question? What's kinui? If dibur is not a stira, so what's the answer? You're telling me what sets her up to be considered a saita, a suffix saita, which we need my marim. The answer is, she told him, he told her, don't speak to that person. And then you turn around, v'hodr tani dibri moi adai muteres lebesa, umuteres lecha b'truma. And then you turn around and say, oh, if she spoke to him, then she's still mutter to have relations with her husband, and she's still mutter to eat truma. Alma dibri loiklamu. So you see, dibri is nothing. So what's going on? Amar Abaya, as the Sheet of Mekabetzes brings down from the Tosfos Rosh, that you didn't understand what the Mishnah is saying. This is a case of chesure mechser of achitani. There are words missing from the Mishnah, and this is the way it should say. What the Mishnah is trying to say is, I'm not giving you a direct answer right away on your question. Your question was, how do you do kinui? The answer, you know what the answer is going to be at the end? The answer is, if I tell her, don't go in hiding with that person, and she does go in hiding up till the time, enough time, that she could have done an aveira with that person, that is considered a proper kinui and stira, which will result in her drinking to my morim. But three other ways will not work. What are the three other ways? The Gemara says, hachikomer, al tadabri v'dibra, if he told her, don't speak, and she spoke, or al tadabri told her, don't speak, v'nistara, and she went into hiding. Or, he told her, altistri, don't go into hiding, and all she did was what? Vidibre moi, adai in muteris lebesu muteris lechabetruma. Then, in fact, you're right. Then she's mutter. You know when she will be asur. Nichnasi moi lebesa seser. If he told her, don't go in hiding, and she went in hiding. Vishasa kadei tuma. And she's remained there long enough to do an avera with that person. Even though the Adam didn't see her do the Avera, but there was enough time to do the Avera, and she was warned, don't go into hiding, the din then is, only then, Asur Lebes of Asur Lecha B'Trima, she's Asur to her house, she can't have a relationship with her house, and she's also Asur to eat Truma. So the main answer of Abaya is that this is, that when the Mishnah said, all my love of Neshaim, Al Tadabri Mishpoini, Vidibri Moi, that's not an answer to the question of Kinnah, what a proper kinui is, but rather, as we said, the only proper kinui is, don't hide, she didn't listen, she hid, then she has to drink the Mayim Hamorim. Mirchem, tomorrow we will continue with the next part of the Mishnah.